There was a period of time in scripture study, it was when I was in the seminary and before, where there was an attempt, I think, misguided, to kind of make Jesus more approachable. Now, I understand that, there were periods of time where Jesus seemed so unapproachable that no one would go. But like many corrections, there was an overcorrection, that Jesus was just a little bit better than we are because he was just like us. Now, the reason I say that is because when it comes to our lives, the effect of that, really, especially kind of the way in which miracles were explained and so forth, he didn't multiply loaves, he encouraged people to share, those kinds of things, they present an image of Jesus that we discovered is not always very attractive. If I'm going through some real difficulty in my life, I don't want to go to somebody that's just a little bit better than I am. I want to go to the divine Son of God. This letter to the Hebrews is written shortly after the coming of Jesus on earth. It's one of the first powerful expressions of who Jesus is. And they use images that would have been familiar to people, the image of the high priest offering gifts and sacrifices to the Lord. But Jesus is a different kind of high priest. He doesn't offer gifts and sacrifices. He is the sacrifice. He is the one that is offered to the Father. And because of that, we are forgiven whenever we sin and ask for his mercy. The Jesus that we present needs to be approachable, yes, but the second person of the Blessed Trinity, too. Someone capable of accompanying us through the worst moments of our lives. Someone capable of forgiving our sins and giving us a new start in life, regardless of how broken our lives become. That's what the people in the gospel recognized. They had faith in Jesus to do miraculous things. And so too must we.